Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling juggles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Self goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Funk reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons scores. Funk moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Funk bunts towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to home to get McNair. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. Earnshaw moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Hodapp settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hodapp. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. one out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Funk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.